prepare to die. From laughter, that is, as we recreate one of the campiest scenes from Conan the Barbarian, the movie that launched the career of 1970s bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Following in Arnold's footsteps, Twilight hunk Kellan Lutz is hitting the gym hard in hopes of getting cast in the title role in a remake of the action-adventure film. Maybe one day he'll even be governor of California or even president of the United States. Hail to the sexy.
Listen as Cameron joins us to talk about her upcoming comedy album, being roasted by her comedian friends, and the fight for marriage equality.
The battle of the millionaire TV tycoons goes on as Conan O'Brien may settle out of court with NBC for a rumored $30 million. Ironic, since the battle has been great for ratings of his show, not Jay Leno's.
Also hot news, the floor at a Weight Watchers clinic in Sweden collapses during weigh-in.
A 33-year-old pet snowball kept in a freezer in Florida.
The liquid diamond lakes of Neptune and Uranus.
And Marcus, the first legal male prostitute in the state of Nevada, compares himself to civil rights icon Rosa Parks.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Please take a moment and contribute to help the victims of the earthquake in Haiti.
Text the word Haiti to 90999 to make a $10 donation.
Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fantastic listeners like you. And by...
Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the show. And to top it all off, free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today and use offer code FEAST to get off. 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code FEAST at adamandeve.com.
Another victory! We won again!
Yay!
This is good. This is good. But Mark, what is best in life?
The open step, fleet horse, falcons at your wrist, and the wind in your hair.
Wrong! Cameron, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women!
Yay! Yay!
This is the That's Feast good. Of Fun, the triumphant podcast. I am Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And we are joined here by Cameron the Barbarian.
Woo!
A lot of teeth on
I'm
that
so
one.
Excited that Conan the Barbarian might be remade.
What? I thought you were celebrating the death of our enemies.
No. Well, it's my favorite campy scene from Conan the Barbarian, but the ever so sexy
Kellan Lutz.
It might be tapped to play Conan. That's and someday become governor of California and maybe even president of the United States of America, because he actually is an American citizen, unlike Schwarzenegger.
And he's governor of my heart already.
Ooh, he's got some guns.
And I hope that... as his enemy, they cast Jay Leno. Zing!
Oh,
yes!
It seems like every single stand-up comedian...
That was my one. I had to play it one time. That's all I had to do.
Every stand-up comedian in this country is standing up for Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Jay Leno's career over?
Obviously, it's not over. I think it's...
Have people turned on him?
Well, I think in the stand-up community, people have a little bit more respect for Conan.
Conan.
Boo! I mean, yay!
Well, how do you think this whole thing will play out with Jay Leno and Conan? Do you have any inside information?
I got inside information. I'm going to hire Conan. He's going to come to Chicago and produce a early morning talk show that takes place in my living room. And I'm going to have a lot of guests, like Fuzzball and a dirty knife, other things that I have around my house.
Little stuffed animals.
Well, it's interesting, the comparison, because a lot of the campaign is I'm with Coco, but they're also Conan O'Brien is Conan the Destroyer. They're trying to like make him this triumphant warrior, But I want to remind all the people that listen to the show and who are sympathetic to Conan O'Brien, although they may be sympathetic to his, and he is being screwed by NBC, he is a very, very rich man who can do anything he wants. He can start a podcast. He can start buy his own cable television station and start his own talk show. The opportunities are endless for him to be posting his picture on your Facebook profile and be like, I support this millionaire that I like.
Well, maybe
there are
really
bigger
like
things to support, like Haiti, like marriage equality, like universal health care. Those are the kind of things that you should be posting on your Facebook profile, not a picture of a redhead.
But
also, I was just going to say, just because he's done The Later Show for so many years and also because he's a little bit looser around the edges, I think. You are exactly right, Fausto, but he is the stand-in for the little guy in this situation. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The little rich millionaire.
The little rich guy.
Who's 6 foot two.
He's the underdog who's like bathing in caviar and drinking champagne.
And, you know, I would love to be able to say, oh my God, we got this amazing deal and we had to move Cameron and me and Mark away from the cold winds of Chicago to the sunny skies of Los Angeles into these nice new homes. And boo-hoo, we are losing our jobs, but we still have the ability to make thousands and millions of dollars. Boo-hoo. Yeah. Meanwhile, Haiti is buried in rubble.
I know.
I don't want to be... That's such a bummer, isn't it?
It is a bummer.
But it's true. It's like Conan O'Brien should be like, stop dwelling in his misery and spend the last few hours of his appearance on NBC reminding people to donate money.
Well, aren't things final yet, though? Is it like final? What's going to happen? Because sometimes you never know. Like, I feel like these controversies are non-controversies and they're just blown out of proportion to get people paying attention to it. You know, and what's a half an hour to Conan anyway? Move your show back to 12:05. Who cares?
Well, then it's not the Tonight Show.
And also,
I don't care.
Then he screws over Jimmy Fallon. Like, there's a lot of different... I mean, it... What,
well, Jimmy Fallon,
whatever.
Come on.
This is...
Does anybody really
even care
about Jimmy Fallon?
I don't even think we should talk about this, because it is super, like, giving fuel to a very sad fire. But...
It is a sad fire because Jay Leno makes it sad. He could just retire. He has so much money.
Yes.
Jay
and
Leno
so
could buy his own
cars.
Cable channel. He could start his own podcast just like that guy...
Adam Carolla.
Or
claims to have 500,000...
He has like 4 million listeners.
Like what?
More than Oprah. But what's his name? The guy, Steve Dahl.
Yeah.
He was fired from his job and he started a lucrative podcast on another channel.
Well, I think you should write him a well-written letter
and tell him
and ask him if he needs a consultant.
Yeah.
Well, because we were nominated for a People's Choice Podcast Award and he wasn't.
Right.
And we won and he lost.
You know what? That's what Fausto does. That's what Fausto does best. He gives celebrities career advice.
And you know, sometimes celebrities take my advice and then they're relentless about, they think that I'm somehow going to be their fan club manager. I'm not going to say any names, but we've had some guests and I'm like, you know, you should try out this Twitter thing. It was really good for Ashton Kutcher. And so every other day, this celebrity, and these are pretty well-to-do, well-known people.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to say the names.
That's ridiculous. Because
I'm friends with them. But and they're texting me like, how do I use this Twittering?
I'm like, well,
I'm like,
think
well,
of clever things to say. What's your Twitter, Cameron?
Cameron Esposito.
Wow, that's a long
girl.
Well, it is a long one, but put it in your brain because it's going to be a famous one, too.
It is a famous one. You're America's lesbian sweetheart.
I sure am.
It's interesting.
At a county fair near
did
you.
Did I coin that phrase?
Yes, you did.
And are other people using it now? Yes, they are.
For her?
Are
or
they?
In
yes,
reference
they
to
are.
Cameron?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, you should put that in your press
I
material.
Say that when someone's listen. Like, you need to put your name down for a table. I'm like, you know, for four, and it's under America's Lesbian Sweetheart. So the whole thing, if you could just say that whole
that'd
thing.
That'd be a wonderful name for a horse.
Yes,
too.
That's right. Coming out the outside, America's Lesbians, we never going to pick up. And she's passing gay agenda.
With gay marriage falling back, falling way back. Oh.
But you really should have. You should get a photograph of yourself, like in a little heart, and it says America's Lesbian Sweetheart, and send that out to
and
your
I
fans.
And I sign it.
Yes.
And I should deliver it for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and especially for when your CD comes out and you're out
that's
doing
a
your
great
comedy
idea.
Gigs.
Write down free advice for celebrities.
That was the sound of me writing that. Seriously.
Some roses. You should have, like, to get yourself a picture with some, I think, pink roses, right? Because that,
you know. I kind of like the horse race theme better. Like, dressing you up as a jockey in one of those really tacky, loud outfits with a little horse.
Tacky? That's because, gorgeous. That's good.
Tacky slash gorgeous. Like, Paula Poundstone. It worked for Paula Poundstone.
Did she dress up like a jockey?
No, she wears ridiculous loud colors. And
tie.
And she's like, acts as if they're normal. And so it'd be really nice to see you, like, riding a thing and then having, like, a beauty queen kissing you and, like, with the trophy. And
yes.
Wow, so do I have to rent
on a
horse?
Unicorn.
Yeah, you would do it at a racehorse because lesbians love horses too.
Women
I'm not
love
saying
horses.
They don't, but how do I? Guys, you're giving me food for thought. I really got to leave
like a
here,
Dave Chappelle
and
style
I got to go look
shoot.
Into horse rental stat.
Well, we could probably go out to the Arlington racetrack sometime and just be like pay a jockey like $50.
This is Chicago's most famous female comedian. And you're not letting her be
also, don't worry
with...
about insurance. She's very famous, but please let her on your horse with no paperwork.
Well, you just stand next to it. You stand next to it because you already won. You have to get off your horse.
I have a good... Yeah.
Meanwhile, the people... Wait, hold on a second. Oh, let's hear the horse imitation.
Oh, I have a really good one. It's my best animal one. It's pretty good. It's all right.
You know, what's interesting is that Cameron does that a lot of times and makes women go wild.
Now, did I ever tell you this? Some of the listeners might know this, but when you have like a group of horses, what do they call it? A herd? I don't know what you call them.
Sure.
It's not a school.
It's a murder.
Thresh. I'm making it up.
A group of lesbians is called a murder.
Yeah.
What?
Do you know what a flock of crows is called? It's called a murder of crows.
A murder.
Yes.
And so what do you call a group of lesbians? It's definitely, it's got to be a murder. What else could it be?
A really awesome competitive
pod,
dance
maybe.
Team, I guess.
A pod
it's
of lesbians.
A fabulous thing.
Because it's a gaggle of gays.
A gaggle of gays and a murder of lesbians.
A murder.
Yes, a murder. I know.
Now I'm not going to sleep tonight. My
that.
Biggest fear is murderers. What if I'm part of the whole conspiracy all along?
Think about
terrible.
Next time you're at Tees. But now that Stargaze is closed. But did you
know you're not gonna, there's like hardly any lesbian bars to go out to in Chicago now.
I call it
hip art spaces.
Right. I call it the douching of Andersonville because all the lady parts are getting washed out. But
Jesus,
Mark.
I gotta give you that mark. So the what was I going to say is that when a group of female horses and they don't have a male, that the dominant female will grow a pair of teeth like canines,
and her clit will grow
and
in size.
She'll hump the other female horses. But she
grows a really long canine teeth.
She grows canine teeth to assert her domination.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of like when you have like a powerful woman like Oprah.
Have you seen these?
Oh, I see. You're like a vampire.
I have pretty long canines.
It's called a herd of mares, just to clarify. A group of female horses is called a herd of mares.
A herd of mares.
And the queen mare.
He grows cane. Like,
is named
like
Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
And so that's why like these women that are very powerful are often seen as like lesbians, I think.
Or Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is a lesbian.
Right. She's seen as a lesbian by Portia.
Interesting. Somebody posted on our website. There's bloggers talking about the new season of American Idol is underway. Mm-hmm. And they're... People are talking about how in order to stay competitive in the contest, you have to stay in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of controversy because one of their big judges is an open lesbian, Ellen DeGeneres.
Right.
But if you ask Jim Vararos here on this show, he's talked about how the producers of the television series asked him to take down his MySpace blog because in the blog he talked about being gay. Mm-hmm. And certainly Adam Lambert.
That was
Lambert,
also how many years? That was quite a few years ago.
Well, the most recent runner-up, Adam Lambert, was talked about that as well. He feels like he had to be in the closet and he could come out after he won.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about that? Cameron?
Wow, I mean, I guess I just hadn't...
What is best in life?
My question would be, what exactly do they mean by in the closet?
They don't
I mean, was anybody surprised?
By Adam Lambert? Yeah. No. I mean, there's pictures and stuff.
His name is Lambert.
And honestly, I have to be real. I haven't watched the show in like 5 years.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's been on. I like watched the first season. So do the other contestants talk about their relationships? I can't remember.
Well, they're like, I like to dedicate this to my
especially
wife
like
and kids.
When they're married and
so
have
then
kids
the gay contestants are not supposed to reference anything at all?
I don't think that's the way it is. I don't think that the company that does it now would be so stupid as to tell people don't talk about your gay life.
Right.
They may have at the time when Jim was on, because that was, what, the year 2000?
Yeah, it was a while back.
2000 or 2001, so it was a while back. So nowadays, I don't think that they really would care as much. But I think, though, you know, if you want to get votes, listen, just by the very fact that you're gay, some people are not going to vote for you.
Yeah,
so and if they want to win...
And I pointed this out on Twitter and YouTube. I don't know why I started pointing this out again, but YouTube has this automatic system when enough people flag a video for whatever reason... Just because they don't like the way you look, their algorithms takes down the videos without any questions, or sometimes even take down the accounts. And we've seen a number of times Chris Crocker, B. Scott, Johnny McGovern, Devin Green. There's a lot of people who have gay sensibilities have their videos and their video accounts taken down. We're asking you, the listeners, if you can help us identify a list of YouTube accounts or YouTube videos that were completely in compliance with copyright laws, but because the person was unapologetically gay in the video and a lot of haters flagged it, that the video got taken down and YouTube and Google, the company, took no action. So if you can let us know about that. This is a serious thing. I'm actually putting together an article about it and actually calling Google and see if they will comment on it, because it is kind of weird.
Because we will take our business elsewhere.
Commentary can include like slurs and stuff too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, actually, I had a really funny experience the other day of seeing my first YouTube video that I didn't see one single like, this guy's a fag comment, like the whole way down.
Really?
And here's what it was. It's the chest burster scene from Alien. And the reason there are no this guy's a fag comment is because every comment is like three paragraphs long and about the special effects. So it's like the nerdiest guys, and they couldn't possibly be dissuaded by talking about sexuality. They're like, no, that's spaghetti sauce in there, and I know for a fact. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
You just saw
awesome.
Alien Muppet. For the first time yet.
Yeah,
did you watch the whole thing on YouTube?
No, I rewatched that scene because I was so...
Because you were like, what?
I'm really into special effects, so I went home and I read how they did it, and then
rewatched the scene. Okay, because I understand during that scene that they didn't tell people what necessarily was going to
happen. Yes, exactly, and they did it in one take, is what the trivia or... Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out how they were surprised that the guy on the table was going to pop out of his chest.
Well, because I think that they probably left the room and they did all the things that they had to do.
I think that they knew that something was going to pop, but they didn't know that there was going to, well, what I read said that they didn't know there was going to be like flying blood. And especially the director's cut has like additional scenes of like blood shooting out on these people. And so it's such a tense moment. And this guy is really racking his body. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, nothing is actually happening to him physically.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks like he is having like an utter conniption. His face is all red. He's like, you know, and he's screaming bloody murder. And then to get like ketchup right in your eye or whatever it is, like these people just started freaking
ketchup
out.
Ketchup burns too.
Yeah, that's exactly.
What's it, spaghetti sauce? What they
I don't
use?
Know what I don't know what they use. I gotta find out. Listeners, who knows what they used?
Meanwhile, the people of Haiti are buried in
right,
rubble.
Exactly. I well, I care about the important things.
That's sad. But listen, the president of Senegal, which is a country on the west coast of Africa, offered citizenship to anybody that wants to leave Haiti. And so I think it was a good
that's the ultimate like KKK wet dream.
I know, it's like go back to Africa.
It's
but
like
I think,
oh,
you know, they
dear.
Both they share a common language. They both speak French, so I think that, you know, it might be a good fit. And I think, you know, there's people going to have to leave that country because I mean the devastation
well,
is appears
down
to
there?
Be so
I
bad.
I mean, honestly,
I
and it's
know.
Not just the devastation, it's the there are no government resources. Mm-hmm. Like there's no police for like
well, I think
it's
the,
not like,
the UN is really going to have to step in.
And I know that
in.
They are there now and mm-hmm. that, you know, more troops are arriving, but that's not even their countrymen. Like, there's just so many levels. It's not like Katrina where all this terrible stuff happened. Uh-huh. And I know there was a delay, but at least some point there were support services that, like, understood what was going on and what had been there before.
I would imagine, in a lot of ways, I'm sure that the UN relief is probably going to be better than the American relief to some degree because it's like, you know, it's you have international cooperation and the money's pouring in. So.
Can someone explain to me, is George W. Bush running the relief efforts in Haiti or not?
I don't think he's running the relief efforts. I think that he was chosen as like a spokesperson, or he's going to help do other stuff. I don't think he's going to be in charge.
I would say, you know, because Clinton's of his record on Katrina, it's like I would be staying clear away from anything that has to smack of that.
Yeah.
If I were George W. Bush the relief efforts,
I think
people,
he wants to rehabilitate.
Maybe that's exactly why he's there.
Yeah, he's like, I got to get down there and help. So maybe he'll fly over or something like that and then he'll feel better.
So George W. Bush is responding to Rush Limbaugh's Obama Haiti remark.
What did Obama say about? Rush Limbaugh said
in his talk show, his Excellence in Broadcasting Network, that President Obama was going to quickly capitalize, this is an actual quote of him, with the black community by responding quickly to the catastrophe in Haiti. That was very popular with a light-skinned and dark-skinned black community in this country. It's made to order for them. That's why he couldn't wait to get there. Could not wait to get out of here.
What?
And so basically,
my question would be, has he seen any of the footage?
He has to say outrageous things like this, or else nobody will listen to him.
Awful. It's just, I can hardly think or talk about it. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like if...
For somebody who just went through a heart attack, you don't want karma getting back at you by doing something, saying something so heartless, so cruel. You know, and so untrue. It's like President Obama, if he was slow one day in responding to that, then people would be comparing him. He's just like George W. Bush with Katrina, you know, so it's
I heard a local radio conservative radio jockey in the morning the day after Wednesday or might have been Thursday, who literally said, this is what this guy said. He said Obama's a jerk for diverting resources to Haiti because he's seen parts of Chicago that look like a bombed out war zone. That's what this radio personality said. And to that person, I just say, have you ever been to a bombed out war zone? Because I don't think it looks like parts of Chicago. I mean, there are parts of Chicago that are bad.
Right.
A bombed out war zone. Mm-hmm. I've seen some pictures, haven't been them myself, but I'm going to make the vast jump that doesn't look like an abandoned building.
You know,
that's selling.
Not to defend this particular guy, but there is an article that was on Huffington Post written by a guy named Jeremy Rifkin, who writes a lot about society and technology and ecology. And he was trying to make a point. He's like, I think that this public outcry over Haiti and the relief efforts is wonderful. And we've seen this time and time again with, you know, Katrina and with the tsunami, that people really rally to help people when there's a catastrophe like this. He goes, why is it, and what is it about our personality as human beings, is why can't we do the same kind of thing when it's not that kind of tragedy caused by nature, but when it's caused by humanity?
And I think that's a really good point. And I mean, don't you think the simplest answer is just, you can text your donation to Haiti and you can think in your brain, all right, there is a solution to this. But if you pass a person on the street that's asking for money, it's like sort of mind-boggling to imagine how to help that person. And so not that you know where your money's going if you're donating to the Red Cross, but just that I think people do want to help a lot, and it's just really hard to figure out how do you help.
Just to clarify here, if you do want to make a donation to Haiti, use your cell phone, and it gets credited, charged to your cell phone account. And 100% of the money does go to the American Red Cross relief efforts in Haiti. Text the word Haiti to 90999, and it'll make a $10 donation. Anybody can do that. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Do it right now. And if you are on iTunes, you can actually go to iTunes and make a donation. Search Haiti on iTunes and make the same kind of donation using the iTunes Music Store, and 100% of the money that iTunes won't be taking a cut of that obviously goes to the relief efforts.
I think that he raised like over $9 million or something like that just through text messaging alone.
Right. So, it's a valid thing. Meanwhile, the fight for gay marriage continues in California.
Yeah.
But it seems like conservative lawyers went all the way to the federal courts, the one that Sonia Sotomayor sits on, to try to settle
the Supreme Court,
trying to settle the issue of allowing video cameras in the courtroom, which the 5-4 decision in against gay people and marriage equality was to not allow the video cameras.
Well, and they blamed it on like a technical thing. They said it, you didn't follow the right procedure for it. So I don't know. We'll see. A lot of people are afraid that this is going to be a bad omen for the case and the trial and what's going to happen. And it's like, well, if the Supreme Court thinks about this as a gay marriage, then it would never pass. But I don't know. It might not be the same because they're ruling on a technicality, whereas this might not. Who knows? But it really seems like with this, the whole trial, though, they were trying to focus on this past Friday, I think it was, is on the effects of gay marriage on children. And they're saying, look, there is no effects. Children raised by gay couples or raised by straight, it's the same. It doesn't matter.
Well, the argument that the haters are using...
Haters, yeah. The bigots. You know?
The bigots are using is that they're saying that the supporters of, of Proposition 8 will receive harassment as a result of public disclosure of their support and will have irreparable harm will likely result if the video is aired or shown.
Yes, that's what I thought, that it wasn't just the technicality.
Irreparable. And I say, where is the evidence? Where is the proof? I mean, a court of law requires evidence and requires proof. Where is the proof of this?
Can you say that again? So you're saying
irreparable harm.
That if people saw...
Footage of them defending marriage equality.
Because, listen, because there's businesses that have been boycotted. There's people that have been harassed. There's a waitress that had to quit her job because she gave money to Prop 8. And at a restaurant that was frequented by gay people. So she
If I gave money to the Ku Klux Klan, which is still, in some parts of this country, I think it's still an active organization.
In Indiana.
Yeah, if I gave money to the Ku Klux Klan and I ran a business... that had people that interacted with people at a hotel or a restaurant. And would I expect my customers, if they found out about that, to respect me? Of course not. This is the equivalent of that. I don't,
but they also,
but I mean, it's also, I think that's such a crazy shelter to put over people's heads. I mean, if this is something that you really believe in, you're making change and you're standing up against people's lives, you should be able to stand in the public square.
So I want
to
know.
You should not have to. You should not. There should not be any silent voting here.
But
like this
also,
is.
So, but they also cite different things. Whereas, like, if a woman gets raped and she has to face her accuser on stand, that's not going to be publicized.
But this is a victim.
But this
also,
is not.
They're the,
exactly.
the bullies.
And this is
they're
not,
the attackers.
And also, too, like if you are testifying against like organized crime. Or like
that's putting gays in the same category as rapists and organized crime.
That's
the thing that we
that
did
if
not
you
initiate...
would stand up against gays who are so horrifying that they would that you'd be unable to live your rest of your life.
But we didn't initiate Proposition 8. They did. They initiated Proposition 8, and they're the ones that are acting as victims. Well, if you don't want to be a victim, then don't try to take away people's rights. Through a voting thing, it's absolutely
ridiculous.
Well,
that's another point, though, is like that they're really trying to portray themselves in this trial as the victim. They're the ones that are being persecuted because they just want, they don't want gays.
Well, and really, like the real rationale, the reality here is that fighting gay marriage or fighting equality and fighting gay rights is extremely lucrative for television stations, for radio stations, for newspapers, traditional media sources that. Are struggling financially right now. So a lot of them are probably trying to escalate the situation so they get more of your advertising dollars for and against it. And another angle here is that the churches and the conservative political organizations, some of them that are tax exempt, are making a ton of money in organizing around this.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I'm always like, follow the dollars. Who's making the money from this? And these churches are holding up gay sex as though it's like something you have to pay not to have.
On the
gay
other
sex
hand,
is free for the most
I would
part.
Like to see less celebrities getting their faces involved in this. And I'd like to see more, hear more from the actual people that are testifying and the lawyers. And I'm just, on Facebook, I'm not saying any names, but you know who they are, and it's like that they're just trying to like speak for the community when the community can speak for itself. This is what social media is about. I want to hear from
I think that's important in a lot of different levels. I mean, if you think about somebody like Ellen, who has been actually standing up against this a lot, and I think that's really amazing because 2 years ago on her show, she would never talk about her sexuality. And then it's sort of like that. I mean, it's actually an approach that I when I first saw her after she came out, I didn't really understand what she was doing, but it's actually sort of an approach that I use myself, which is like,
you're in the closet, you know, until
humans. We're just humans that are living our lives. And like, when it becomes important in a joke that I'm telling on stage to like reference a partner, then that partner is a woman. But like, I don't need it to be something that is, like, I'd rather have somebody in the audience who maybe has views against gay persons. Like, maybe they don't know a gay person. I'd rather have them be like, oh, that's a human that's living her life. You know,
don't
and
you feel
it, and
sometimes it's a little deceitful, though? Or I mean, it's because when I stand up and I've done the few times I've done stand up comedy, one of them is in your stage. It's like I felt a little sense of anxiety. It's like going through my head thinking, well, do they need to know that I'm gay or not? So I just stood up there. I'm like, I'm gay. Like,
well, by this point, I mean, and I used to do that sometimes, too. But by this point, the other comics know. There's no comic that is surprised by this. And then with audience members, like, there are some times that I really think it's important in terms of as a joke. But I don't need it to be the first thing I say, because I think it's more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just from like a joke writing perspective, too. Like, I would rather have it included in the package.
Do you ever get a criticized for flaunting your sexuality?
I bet she does.
I think people talk a lot about, like, we had this big roast.
It was really
funny, because a lot of the roast jokes were like, and Karen's a lesbian.
That was the roast, because I really wanted to be there, because I had lots of things to say.
We had lots of stuff.
Well, boys, you can do it now. Say it to my face.
I'd be like, girl, what is up with that haircut? It's like
perfect. It's perfect.
It's perfect on one side and imperfect on the other side. It's like never balanced.
Asymmetrical hair is the new.
I love your
crew cut. Wait, by the way, just so you know.
I thought in a roast we get to insult you.
You
took
notes. They were on your iPhone.
Oh yeah.
Where are they?
I had all those things.
Wait, do you seriously have notes?
Bring that out. We were going to come to it, but the reason why I didn't come is because you said you had this thing going on at 9, and then at 10 o'clock you were going to do something across town. I said,
yeah.
She's going to show up for like 5 minutes of her own roast and then leave. So I'm just like, fuck that.
I know. It was terrible. I did. I had a.
All I have is Obama's tranny appointment.
No, you must have something on there for Cameron.
Is me? So I'm like, I think there's another one.
I'm here somewhere. I can't find it.
Is it sorted
right
by
now.
Date? What was the date? Was it like 2 weeks ago? So I'd say it was like one.
Don't forget. Love.
It was before
Nicole,
or after New Year's.
Adam Schiff.
It was after New Year's. No.
It was after New Year's.
Yes, it was after New Year's.
I can't find it. Anyways, I might have deleted it. But the other thing I was going to talk about was like, she is the greediest lesbian I know.
She is.
Because
how
she was
so?
dating one of the hottest Abercrombie and Fitch models.
That was it.
Just to be able to say that she had sex with him.
She didn't have sex with him.
Oh, you didn't have sex with him.
No, she cock blocked
everyone.
And then
she rubs it in our faces.
We were gonna call
what
it.
A
was
jerk.
Like, we were working on like Cameron Esposito being the biggest cock blocker of Wheaton, Illinois.
That is what I thought of myself as in high school. Just
and you have the most gorgeous body. I mean, but we never get to see it.
Well. That's
give
just
those
you're not
double
one
D's
of
a little air.
The precious few.
What?
So that's because you're not one of the precious few. Don't you know that the rarer something is, the more special it becomes.
Rare, like diamonds.
Like diamonds.
The diamond. Diamonds. Okay, so are we going on? I guess I have lots more things to say, but it's hard to insult you because you're so nice.
Well, it's not insulting. It's about ribbing. It's about gentle poking.
Yeah, I love.
Which she really loves.
Oh, it's like I would be like, everybody loves Cameron Esposito, except her ex-girlfriends.
Hey, on Facebook, I posted that Cameron was going to be on the show, and so funny, Sky Hanstein said, hey, Cameron, love you. So what steps did you take to become America's favorite lesbian? Keep up the great work,
she goes, nice
boys.
To me, what and I came up with the term.
What
That's
steps
how it happened.
Did I take?
What steps did you take?
Well, I played a lot of slow pitch softball in middle school and
had sex with the hottest guy.
She didn't have sex with him.
Dated him. Did you make out with
him? Some rollerblading.
They got to base 3.
Guys,
I'm
what?
So
there's
jealous.
No need to,
so
there's
jealous.
There's no need to tell. And
can we look at his
then.
Oh my God, what's his profile? I want to look at it again.
Every now and then, Foster's like, we have to look at him. Because he's like, he's an Abercrombie
and
Fitch model.
Impossibly hot. And I'm not those kind of gays that are like, I don't subscribe to the body ideal. I'm like, subscribe, subscribe.
But I do too, honestly. You because, you You're know, the last time I dated men, I was 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And I dated athletes, like athletic men. And so athletic men who like took care of all their body hair and had really, really ripped bods. Ooh. So if I ever see like one of my friends now that's like my age with his shirt off, I it's the most shocking thing in the world to me. I'm like, what is all that hair? What is that doughy thing? Like, what is what's going on? Because it's not for me. Like,
because all the straight guys let themselves go sooner. Well, like these jock studs, you can tell if they're gay or straight.
Yeah,
because
straight guys, for most parts, they just after college they're done with athletics.
Which is why I really like looking at gay men. That's the kind of guy I want to look at. I want to look at a gay man. I'm serious.
Oh well, thank you.
I want to touch his arms.
Did you see the pictures I've been posting up on Facebook? Because we had some of our listeners that are like, "You look great. All this workout's going," and it really does. You know, I have to say, man. We'll definitely start doing that later on. We'll talk about workouts and being a 10 in 2010. Scott Herman's workout routine. We're going to talk about that later on in the season. But so I posted these pictures and it's everyone's like getting excited and they're all like, "You're working out too much," and I'm like, "So you're criticizing me because I work out too much and too little?"
Huh. I've actually set my sights a little higher than being a 10 in 2010.
You're an 11?
I'm going to be a 20 in 2010.
What's a 20?
It's a double 10.
Double. It's a double 10. Yeah, it's a double 10.
You're more of a double D.
Hey, when you went to South Africa, did you smuggle 10. Out any diamonds?
Well, I mean, what would a plane ride be without a rectum full of diamonds?
It's a long flight too for to do
sure
that.
Sure is. Trust me. Trust
diamond
me.
Diet.
You're like, I have to poop, and then that means I got to put them back in.
Yeah, that's too much work.
Oh my god.
Because you know, they think on Neptune, the planets Neptune and Uranus. Or is Neptune a planet now? Or is it a planet? No, Pluto's the planetoid.
Planetoid. As Plutoid, actually, it's a Plutoid. Is the correct term. Right. Plutoid.
So Neptune and Uranus, they think that they have oceans of diamonds. With like diamond icebergs floating around in them.
What?
Isn't that fancy?
How quickly can we get there, guys?
Well, about 50 years.
We're going to get some money.
Cameron, if you land on the planet Uranus, you will live for 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's true, because that stuff's going to get in my ship. I've seen the movie. Now I know how it works. It's going to get in my ship, and it's going to affect
me. Parasite.
Highly intelligent sea of diamonds with a consciousness.
Well, they figured this out because they took a laser and put like 40,000 times the pressure of Earth, which is approximately what's on Neptune and Uranus, onto a diamond, and it could liquefy, and it acted like water.
What?
Yeah.
It's called Uranus, not Uranus.
Where
Uranus.
Did they put all this Uranus. Pressure? I love
from
thinking
a laser.
About
lasers.
But like, where was this? Where did this actually happen?
In a laboratory.
Like, where? Do you know where the lab is?
I don't know.
Jet Propulsion Laboratories. It's always there.
Well, JPL, baby. Here's why I ask. When I used to live in Boston, you know, MIT.
Sure.
And like Harvard are, they're like super close to each other. And there was a section of Boston that like literally was labs and underground labs.
Oh, really?
And you know what they're doing at MIT. They're like, you know, smashing stuff together and like making humanoids out of like recycled leather. Like they're just like, there's just, you know, everything in there has ear on it. Like it's a soda can, but it's growing like a cancer ear. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
they're building the that's what's the going Terminator on down there. From the future.
That's what's going on down there.
It's
you're just walking around. Boop,
what is the supercomputer called? LabNet or
Skynet?
Skynet.
They're building Skynet at MIT.
The future. What you are?
You keep picking up this thing like you're gonna drink it.
Because I wanna make it rain, but I
do it.
That's very disappointing. That's like a really short rainstorm.
Shake it.
It's not really a rain stick.
Shake it like a Polaroid.
What do you call that?
Picture.
It's like a maraca.
It's a sound stick.
It's a sound stick.
Here's a really, really funny news item here.
What's
that? So, Details, a magazine for men.
Yes.
Who are little, you know.
Bisexual.
But in the closet.
What's it called? What's the name of the magazine?
Details. You know Details.
Oh, sure I do.
Yeah, it's like every closeted 80s homo's favorite magazine.
That was from the 90s.
Or from the 90s. The early 90s. And so they're online like most print publications that were smart or out of business like the ones that are dumb. But these are online and they did an interview with 25-year-old. His name is Marcus, fresh off the Greyhound bus yesterday when he moved to a brothel in Nevada, the Lady Ranch brothel, to become the nation's first male prostitute.
I don't think he's the first.
According to the article, that's what it is.
Well, first legal.
Legal. First legal, yes. America's first legal male prostitute.
The first, I can't believe this is happening now.
In Nevada.
But I mean, my point is...
It just became legal.
What?
So this is a quote of him, so I'm going to read it, because since he's from...
But it was legal for women? This is what you're telling me?
It was legal for women, not for men, and now they've legalized it for men and women outside of the county where the city of LA, Las Vegas
right,
is.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it was, I did not know it was illegal for men.
It is now legal for men.
But so
this is a quote here from Marcus.
This
Marcus
is crazy, listen to this.
Considers himself the Rosa Parks of male whores.
Rosa Parks. Right.
Okay, he says... It's just the same as when Rosa Parks decided to sit at the front of the bus
That's
instead
right.
of the back. She was proclaiming her rights as a disadvantaged African-American older woman. And I'm doing the same. This is actually not about selling my body. This is about changing social norms.
I wonder if he has a different meaning for the term back of the bus, actually.
I think he might. But I think he's missing the point is what Rosa Parks did was illegal. What he's doing now is legal.
Sure.
So it's
right.
like, you know, you're not really in defiance of anything. And I am a firm believer in sex worker rights. I personally think it should be legalized just because I think that, you know, maybe it would help if it was legal. Maybe some people could get out of it, because I don't think it's probably the best choice in life.
You know, while he's having sex, he's like, we shall overcome.
No, it's like, I will come on you.
We shall. Yeah, exactly.
We shall come on you.
I will pull out what I'm.
That is shocking, though.
What do you think? Prostitution legalized or illegal?
He's kind of hot.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro-regulating and testing and sex worker rights.
Right.
But I think that's wild that.
He's just, I don't think he's very...
No, just that they would do that for women and that women would have those rights and that men wouldn't. That's crazy to me.
Well, Mark, you pointed out that the reason prostitution is illegal anywhere is really to hold back women. Because if men had to pay for sex with women...
They'd have a whole lot more power in this world.
And a lot more money.
A lot more money. And that's the thing is, like, you know, they let you do it, but if they want to bust you for it and bust your chops for it, they can. And that's the thing.
And throw you in a slammer.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, how do we create a more equitable and just society?
Mm-hmm.
Is legalizing prostitution the first thing that we should think about or consider? Or is bringing universal health care, actually taxing the people who make a lot of money, mm-hmm. as opposed to the average American? Those are the kind of things that we really should be thinking about, you know. So I think this is a very spicy and delicious news story, but it really has very little impact on our lives, unless you're actually having sex
right,
with Marcus.
Or if you are a sex worker. I want to know what the listener thinks, if they think you should legalize prostitution throughout America.
I'm for legalizing it, but I just don't, I'm not for fighting to legalize it. You know, I want it to be legalized, but I think
you got
legalizing,
other things on your agenda.
Legalizing, pot, bringing by universal health care, marriage equality, ending the war in Afghanistan, taxing the richest 1% of Americans.
Poor legalized prostitution is at the end of that list.
But can't we do it all? Guy. Can't we say, yes, we can do it all? So I want to know what the listener says. Twitter, you can use Twitter your comments on whether you think prostitution should be legalized or not. Include hashtag FOF1125 in your update, and it will magically appear
on the
site.
Yeah, I think we can do it all if the government would just...
1025. Mm-hmm. 1125,
I'm sorry.
Yes, gotta be aware of these show numbers here, honey.
Yeah.
It's 1125.
Yes.
So it's hashtag FOF1125.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know, you know, anything, or go to the website, feastoffun.com. Mm-hmm. Your comments are like lifeblood.
Also,
otherwise,
too,
Cameron will think that you guys don't care about her.
Also, too, I want to know if you are pro-legalization, how much would you pay to have sex with Cameron Esposito?
Wow. That is...
Or more question is, how much does Cameron want to charge?
Well, that's... Wow.
Is it a sliding
or
scale or is it a flat scale?
How much would you pay to have sex with Fausto? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
At one point in time in history, people could pay $150.
Or...
When I was 19 years old in Austin, Texas.
Oh,
how much would you pay to have
deal.
Sex with me?
Girl, they want their money back.
All right, I'll pay you.
It depends. If Kellen Lutz is offering me money to have sex, I'd just be like, Kellen,
leave it as a tip.
Just leave it at the door. We could work this out. You know what I'm saying, Kelly?
Well, shouldn't he?
KL.
You should use the money to order food because you're going to be there for a while.
Oh, we do a lot of Chinese food. There is a service. I guess there's a dildo that orders. It's connected to Wi-Fi. Correct me. This is a rumor, okay?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? All right.
A dildo connected to Wi-Fi that when you come, it orders Chinese food from your favorite restaurant.
No.
You're making this up. You saw this on the Flintstones. This is not a thing that happened.
This is a rumor.
This is a rumor.
He's confusing things because I read a letter from my friend on a show that's been previously taped and will show up later this week.
Got it. Okay.
And she said this vibrator does everything except order Chinese food.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Okay. That's so
cool. Because I was going to be like, I do know that vibrator, but it's a real human. I mean, there are women that would do
it. About to come. Actually tell them.
And the vibrator is a smart braider.
Yeah, you have to work it out before. Mm. But I mean, they can totally use their iPhones and stuff.
We want to remind the listeners that today's show is brought to you by the generous listeners like you. Go to feastoffund.com/iPhone and make a contribution to our iPhone app development fund. You can also help pay for the website that costs a lot of money, mm-hmm. and we do need your financial support, so please make a contribution today. We are at $465. Woo, woo, woo. Almost 1/8 of our way.
Yeah.
1/8.
Hey!
We need some more moolah.
And we want to salute our new advertiser, AdamandEve.com. Are you looking to spice things up, Cameron? Here's an offer you won't be able to resist.
Ooh.
Go to adamandeve.com today, and for a limited time, get 50% off just about any item. Plus, when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code at checkout, feast@adamandeve.com.
So let's say like you're about to buy one of those bunny vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
Go to adamandeve.com.
That's a really good deal.
That is a good deal.
I'm like,
they want business and they want to support.
They
want
to know that you heard the ad, mm-hmm. and that you're going to buy something. They have all those fancy lubes that cost like $20, $30 right. at a regular retail store. They're selling for like $4 or $5 and they throw in the shipping for free.
That's awesome.
And so there's no reason not mm-hmm. to get it. And it comes in discreetly to your home. And it's like, you can buy all sorts of, but really if you want to be entertained, mm-hmm. go to the section that is the men's...
The entertaining section.
Ooh.
Men's lingerie.
Men's what? Lingerie.
Men's like,
open that up right now. I need to see that.
It's like crazy like tiger print
what?
Underwear and stuff
Come on,
like that.
Let's,
yeah.
Let's
yeah,
give yeah. it a little...
It's really over the top.
They
also have a brother site, I should call it, and it's called Adam Male. So you can search on Adam Male.
Oh,
and everything
wow.
that's on Adam Male is also available on Adam and Eve. But do the checkout at Adam and Eve.
Because the chick stuff is pretty much predictable. Like, I could see a... Cameron wearing the Erotica Tret Teddy, item Ooh. A500.
Where's the tag? There's no cups to that bra.
You gotta
that
let them fly,
useless.
Baby. Let them fly.
Let them fly, girl. Look at that.
Do your bang things.
There are no hole. Cups. There's not a crotch part of this. Why is her stomach covered? That doesn't make any. It's only covering her belly button. That is the most useless.
That's the most risque part.
It's the most useless thing
I've
ever seen.
And I dream of Jeannie. They couldn't let her show her belly button on television.
Well,
did you know that?
If she was wearing this, they might have had a larger problem with the sensors. Just trust me.
I'm trying to find the men's.
Yeah, I gotta see
that. I lost the bookmark here, but it's I thought it was in lingerie, but it's a.
I think it's like menswear or something like that.
Active wear. That can mean anything.
Very active wear.
Okay, so if you click on the sidebar underneath lingerie, it says menswear. Then you can see all their fabulous menalicious. And the guys who are modeling these things.
They're very international male models.
This is my favorite one. This is a leopard tank and boxer set.
I'm actually bringing my mic over so I can look over Fox's shoulder. I'm not kidding at all.
K973, you can search it.
That
and
tank is
isn't that
very,
hot?
I don't know.
I want to put Mark in that.
It needs to be lower cut, I think.
I like the Adonis briefs because it's like everything's covered except the wang.
Also, what's is
the
that item Jesus number? On the so wall behind
him?
Item like
number,
up on the...
I don't see it. Just search Adonis boxers.
Okay,
yeah,
hold on
we gotta
a second.
Go back to this main section because I gotta get
Adonis
some look up,
boxers
get my look
here.
Oh, they have a vibrating thong.
For a man? Whoa!
Yeah. Okay, it's
what's
item
going on
M. 081. It's underneath the word Adonis boxers on the right hand side. So you search for that and you see it's like a pair of boxers with a It looks like a cage for your dick.
Also, let me just say this. That is mesh.
Where's the outfit? Cage is mesh.
So if you go on the sidebar and the main page, adamandeve.com, underneath lingerie, it says menswear on the menu. Mm-hmm. And there it takes you to a page that's hours of entertainment there.
Oh, what the heck is that one?
I know. It's called the Prolong Thong item.
Oh, my God.
8171.
It actually requires pixelization because it's so dirty.
Really?
Yeah. It's basically a parachute for your balls and your dick. It's awesome.
Wow.
Some of these are really sexy, though.
Yeah, I can see. You know, it's like all your friends like to laugh about it and stuff. And then secretly you're like, I'm going to buy that.
Well, what was it, the big thing that everybody, all the boys bought growing up? They said that they would get like that thing from International Mail.
What's that one? That's the one.
This was one, Mr. Elephant item 7543.
That is ridiculous. That is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
But look at the crazy long penis that's
there's
inside.
There's Google eyes on this.
I think that's just the trunk. I don't think that's really.
I saw that. I might lose it. But there's some actually like tasteful, elegant, sexy stuff. Pretty much it's one of the internet's largest collections. I mean, this is like pages and pages and pages of, you know, erotic and also extreme and outrageous stuff. And it's pretty.
It's What's the point of a jock strap, really? I know it's supposed to hold your like dick up and supposed to hold that cup on. I get that part. But why the open back? Is that so you don't have to take it off to take a shit?
You can get fucked and still keep your dick
No,
together.
But I mean like it's sportswear. Like when you're wearing
for
sports.
Athletes?
Yeah, for athletes.
Because like just when your dick is so big, sometimes it moves around. Well, you wouldn't know this, but like
don't
when
you
I play
need like
sports,
an extra, isn't it, doesn't listen. It, doesn't make it a firmer support? Because those can be like tighter without
the,
without the.
Well, I understand
the
front, but why did you have the open? Like, I don't understand why.
Well,
the back
maybe
is
if
open.
if there was cloth in there, then that would detract from the support.
Maybe, okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah, it just seems like there's more room for stretching if there's.
So check this out. Okay, so like
it might be. Maybe it will bunch up otherwise.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Crazy. This is an item here. 6632. It's called the 16 function super rabbit vibrator that has a bunny rabbit to rub your clit with some little balls and all this stuff. It retails for $50. If you buy this through us and you add the feast code, it's $25.
And plus you get other stuff.
And then they give you 3 free DVDs, then an extra gift, I guess. I don't know what that extra gift is. It might be something scary.
Probably that elephant underwear.
Too bad the model doesn't show up at
your house.
I would
wear that elephant underwear as a mask.
And they have the Hitachi wand massager that lesbians are well known.
That's the plug-in one.
The plug-in one.
How much does that cost?
$62.95 with our discount. It's going to be like $30.
So this is a vibrator that is so powerful, you need to plug it into a wall. But I think it's better to do that because, listen.
Batteries are bad.
The batteries are not good for the environment.
It's not green.
It's not green.
Your orgasms, ladies, need to be green.
Well, they have solar-powered ones. You know that, right?
That's not going to give you an orgasm, is it?
They do. They have solar-powered ones, and they also have ones you crank up. But I would think you're like, can you crank it and then leave it like later? So like, I'm going to have it so I'm right. Because otherwise, if you're cranking it,
thank
you're
God
ready,
it's already cranked.
I'm Googling it on the internet, and I don't see any.
Oh yeah,
site
we've talked about that before.
It's on Gizmodo.
Yeah,
the solar-powered vibrator.
It's Irish or something.
Girl,
like
this looks like it just. Oh, you know what it is? It's the battery pack is external, and then it's one of those little egg-shaped vibrators.
Oh.
And you can also plug it into your USB port.
Oh, for your porn watching.
So, I don't know about that.
I don't know either. Did you know a woman kept a snowball in her freezer for 33 years?
But I like the quote that's on there. What does she say about the snowball?
I don't remember.
She said, it's like a little pet.
Yeah. I thought like of you pet. When I heard that.
But I like it. A, I like it because she called it a pet. B, I like it because in that article, it doesn't ever mention that she took it out of her freezer. So this woman, I think, has a weird relationship with pets. Like, she's had it for 33 years. She's never taken it out of her freezer.
You
don't
know
worry
funny
about
thing
it.
About it, Cameron, when I read that article, I had the same response to it. I thought, did she put her dead cat in
right,
the freezer?
Right, exactly. Like, what other kinds of pets does
she
have?
She pulls it out to pet it and then puts it back in the freezer.
Well, one person put their hamster in there because their hamster was sickly, so they put it in the freezer because they said that's a humane way to kill animals or something like that. Well, they put it in there, and then a few hours later, they pulled it out thinking it was going to be dead. It sprung back to life and would, like, live for, like, another year.
Oh my
god. So it was like therapeutic for the hamster.
It was like therapeutic for the hamster. It was like, it was cold. But you know, you can get your pet freeze dried. And so what they do with freeze drying is they freeze your, they put it in the position you want it to be in, right? And then they freeze it. And then they so it's cold, and then they suck the moisture out.
And then what happens? You put it on your Special K?
Yeah,
red
and then
berries?
They stuff it or something like that. I don't know. But no.
I'm just kidding. But my point is...
It stays its shape because the bones and stuff
horrifying.
Like that. So your animal stays the same shape.
Guys, I think we have to agree on something.
What?
If your pet is dead,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be in your house. I mean, right?
Well, what if you can't let go? And the only problem that they have with it is, though, that a lot of people's pets are really fat, and the fat doesn't freeze dry so well. It kind of oozes out.
Oh,
so that's really
on.
The only problem.
Oh.
Here on Facebook, Vito, how you doing, Pastor? Cameron, when will you be performing in California, LA to be specific?
Ooh, that's an amazing question. I currently don't have any shows planned to be in LA. I will be... who wants to go to Seattle? Does that guy want to go to Seattle? Because I'll be in Seattle in March, and hopefully also Portland, and hopefully also San Francisco.
With the El Circo Cheapo?
No, actually just promoting my new album. So
wonderful.
That's
Seattle, Portland?
My Seattle date is the 17th of March, mm-hmm. and I don't know exactly when the Portland and the San Francisco
dates will
be.
You have to hit up Olympia, too, because that's a hotbed of lesbianism.
Yes, it is. It sure is.
You know what I'm saying?
Just do it at a coffee shop if you have to.
If you got, if you're a hot lesbian, you always have a place to sleep in Olympia. You know what I'm saying?
And someone to sleep with.
Yay!
And there's some good-looking guys too. It's a very liberal, queer, friendly, trans male friendly community up in the Washington area, and it's gorgeous, especially in the summer. When are you going to be there?
Yeah, it's mid-March. 17th is when I'm going to
be. A little chilly.
St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
It might be a little chilly.
And I'm actually bringing my buddy Adam, who's that Irish
comedian. Oh, that
Irish
guy.
So we're going to celebrate St. Patrick's.
You
going to
dress him up in green?
Probably. He's going to have to jump over a very high shamrock just to prove.
Bring a ball of booze.
I'd love to go with you, but I think we're going to be in Austin, Texas that time. Faust has been selected to speak on a panel on building LGBT community online.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're wanting me to talk about the state of gay media in America, and I'm just like...
State of the media address?
Mm-hmm. Basically, like, doctor's diagnosis of LGBT media, print, radio, online, offline.
Sounds perfect for you.
And I'm like, doctor's diagnosis is patient is on critical condition.
Well, in some areas.
In some other areas, it's
exploding. Listen, people complain about these newspapers going over and stuff like that. Never before in the history of gay people have we had such diverse media.
Mark should do it.
I'm just saying, look at all the blogs and look at all the things on new media.
But the problem with a lot of blogs is that they're run by small groups of people and not large organizations. Mm-hmm. And large organizations traditionally aren't using new media effectively. Mm. And so what we're starting to see is the disappearance, the incredibly shrinking independent local investigative journalists.
Yes.
And so these traditional newspapers aren't doing a good job of utilizing the money and funds and resources that they have in actually reaching the audience that they traditionally have been speaking to. And so that's a problem.
Right. And I guess the trade-off is exactly what Mark is saying, that there's an online community.
But think about all the blogs.
That there hasn't, I mean, and like, I remember when I was coming out, I mean, this would have been, so this was 8 mm-hmm. years ago. That's not
that long ago.
That long ago at all. And, there were very few sites that I felt like I could visit and mm-hmm. just even get information on, like, who's doing what in my town and
absolutely.
Can I connect with other people that are coming out? Because it was a very isolating experience for me because I came out on a really conservative college campus. And I'm just so glad that young people today have different options.
Well, it's interesting that Twitter really is starting to fulfill that function of, oh my God, there's a gay bashing, you know. But the problem is with Twitter, you have to be seeking out that kind of information. Mm-hmm. It's not presented to you in a way that's entertaining or informative or
talking about
in front of you.
Latent needs, because we all have a latent need for this information. We don't always know to go find it and to go look for it. But once it's presented to us, you say, oh my God, I'm so glad I know this now. I wouldn't have known about this before. And that's why shows like ours and newspapers and television shows are important, because you discover new things.
Yeah, because otherwise I was kind of informally polling our audience and asking them, like, where do you get your news? And they're all like talking about these blogs. and which are fantastic blogs, but at the same time, all the blogs that we were listing were collections of or analysis of existing journalism or work. And if those sources disappear, you know, it's going to be an interesting future in the next 5 years. What's going to happen? And also, how is our community going to respond to the need, the latent need for investigative journalism, and how are we going to go about it? It also bothers me, too, that there's a consolidation of gay media with The Advocate out and Regent Media in California. If they don't have their fingers in it, they don't cover it. And so the problem is that the burden for covering independent gay phenomena or comedians goes on the burden of people like us. We just don't have the money or the time or the funds to do that. And we don't have the resources. So it's really problematic because Regent Media spends a lot of money trying to chase after heterosexual celebrities to get their opinion on gay rights, but they don't actually do a very good job of actually talking to the actual gay people. So we'll see what's going to happen and what happens there at South by Southwest.
That should be interesting. I can't wait.
Yeah. And
I think they're having a queer event too on the 22nd, aren't they? Queer music. So I think we're going to try and stay down for that.
I hope so. It's Gay by Gay Gay.
Right.
They had it last year. And I've written to them. Gay by Gay Gay.
Gay by, because it's South by Southwest.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's gay by gay, that's amazing, day. Though.
I think we're going to try also, too, to pick up the studio and bring it down there. So we'll look for interesting great. People to
you
talk
know,
to
also,
Austin.
They do really awesome, they have really awesome comics that come to South by Southwest. Ah. So if you have any chance to check out any comedy shows, it's like the best
we're
of the
looking
best.
For, to do interviews in the city, the oasis of the Southwest, which is Austin, Texas. And, or the, what is it that,
what is Austin's
the independent
title?
Music capital of the world.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Mm. Or we used to call it the garage band capital of the world.
Mm.
And it's interesting because iTunes actually is based out of Austin, Texas, not of Cupertino, California.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
Yes.
I didn't.
I've actually been Future inside plans. Of Apple's offices in Austin, Texas, because they donated their phone banks and their offices for something. To get Ann Richards elected the first time around.
Oh.
And Ann Richards, interestingly enough, was the governor of Texas. And she was very, very, very gay friendly, but she's also very tech friendly. And she helped bring a lot of money and companies to Central Texas. And that's why Round Rock, Texas is such a vibrant tech capital of the Southwest. That's why Dell Computer even exists today, is because of Ann Richards, an honorary lesbian.
But she also gave us George Bush.
She didn't give it to us. She lost the election to him.
She should have won. She should have stole it.
Do you know
like
how George Bush won the election?
How?
Because he was going to promise to bring unity to the Democratic and Republican parties of Texas.
Okay.
And he was like, totally conned the United States.
And I love everybody. That right now, while we're having this conversation, Fausto's wearing a t-shirt with a longhorn on it.
I know. My mother got it to me.
It's perfect.
I know. You know the funny
legit,
thing?
It totally legit, like legitimizes your point of view. You're like, no, this is what is true about Texas. Look at my shirt.
It says it.
Well, I live there. And
no, I know you did.
People,
I cracked somebody up when we were down there because we're at a coffee shop. And I said, because that's the name of those students at the University of Texas are called the Longhorns.
Right.
I said, the reason why they call them Longhorns is because they move around town like cattle. Because they're all like big blocks of students.
Oh, they're so cute.
And he started laughing. He's like, oh, you must be from Texas A&M. I'm like,
yeah, I am. Show is, and then you spat. I don't even have tobacco, and I'm just spitting on you, sir.
Austin's a gorgeous, gorgeous city. If I didn't want to live in L.A. or Chicago, that's the other city. I lived in Austin, and I love it, and I love visiting there, and it's just a fabulous place to be gay, and it's very creative, very art-embracing. They have lots of money for independent music and theater and comedians and crazy performance artists that do all sorts of fucked up shit by train tracks. Meditate
are you talking
and chant.
About yourself?
No, I'm talking about the lesbian scene.
Oh.
Seriously?
Crazy fucked up shit by train tracks totally doesn't sound like a lesbian.
Linda Montana.
Just kidding.
The Candy Factory. But anyways, Tom Baird wants to know, Cameron, what do you think about the Senate race here in Massachusetts? Tuesday will be interesting. Scott Brown has sexy nude pics. Just see my profile when I posted them to my wall.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
I was like, huh? We got to investigate this just
What is he talking about?
Andy Grab wants you to sit on a cake in 2010.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, baby.
I already did that in 2009
and 2008. So Tom Baird, who's...
Yes, that's... They were talking about this.
The senator from Massachusetts, yeah. And he used to be like a male model. I used to remember. I remember this guy.
I've only heard about it. I haven't seen it yet. Wow.
Is this on your profile, Fausto?
Very hot. It's not on my profile. It's on, what's his name?
I think that's amazing.
I'm sorry, Tom Baird is the person, the senator, somebody else. But of course, he's like totally not giving us any information, so we don't know anything about it. So thanks, Tom. And last but not least here,
Tom, yeah,
if you were a tree, Scott Perdue wants to know, what tree would you be?
Scott, wow, that's really... I would be a weeping willow. Those are so beautiful, and they protect you. They create so much shade and they're relaxing.
Mark, what kind of plant would you do like or most identify with?
What kind of plant?
Yeah, talk into the microphone, sweetie.
What kind of plant? I don't know.
I didn't get the option of plant.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of plant would you be?
We always had a willow. We had a willow tree in our front yard, which I really loved growing up. Because what was wonderful about it is because you could grab onto its branches and kind of crawl up a bit and just jump up and down.
Yeah.
It would push you up into the air. It's hard to do now that I'm an older guy. But like as a kid, you'd go like up several feet into the air and it would whip you around.
I'll fling you up into the air. You want to do that after the show?
Yeah.
Sure.
Just pull on my arms.
Cameron Esposito has been our guest. You can follow her on Twitter at Cameron Esposito.
Mm-hmm. Find her on Facebook.
I'm pretty hilarious on Twitter. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Do you say some funny stuff?
I think so.
I think I'm following you.
I make myself crack up.
Are you following me?
What's Mark's account? Mark Fillion. You can follow him. You can follow Feast of Fun. We respond to every direct message that you send us. Or me, Fausto Furnos. If you want to follow everything that happens on the website, follow FOF Fresh. How dare you not be fabulous? Go to our fresh section, feastoffun.com/fresh, and post something fabulous you've discovered on the internet. Remember, people, we count on you to complete it. The music featured on today's show is the music of Jen Porter. The song Another Sign of Life from her album Closer to the Surface is available through our website, feastoffun.com. I salute you, Cameron.
I salute. I'm doing double two salutes on. I think that would be blasphemous. If the military is a religion.
I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. From the last time I